This is Jackson State News Now. I'm Demi Washington with your Jackson State News Now news update. The time now is 2 p.m. with current temperature of 55 degrees. Emergency crews are on the scene of a wreck in northwest Atlanta involving a MARTA bus and a dump truck. The crash happened around 1:30 p.m. at the intersection of Perry Boulevard and Marietta Road. MARTA spokeswoman Alyssa Jackson said the dump truck rear-ended the bus. Seven people were transported to Grady with non-life-threatening injuries, and two of those were the bus operator and an operator candidate. A Lawrenceville doctor and physician assistant were arrested today. Authorities say Dr. Bev Sullivan pre-signed blank prescription forms and made them available to physician assistant Dave George, who owns Riverside Family Medical on Riverside Parkway in Lawrenceville. Georgia law prohibits doctors from pre-signing prescriptions, and physician assistants are not permitted to prescribe Schedule II drugs. Sullivan is charged with violation of Georgia's Controlled Substance Act, and George is charged with conspiracy and possession of marijuana. The arrest followed a three-month investigation. A Walton County man who shot and brutally beat a 70-year-old man to death, according to authorities, is scheduled to be executed on December 8th. Brian Keith Terrell, 47, if executed as planned, would become the second inmate executed in Georgia in 19 days. On June 22, 1992, Terrell shot Watson several times, then drug him to a secluded area and beat him, breaking bones in his jaw, cheek, forehead, and eye socket. The State Department of Corrections announced the execution date Monday, saying a Superior Court judge had signed a death warrant for Terrell not long after the execution of Marcus Ray Johnson, who was killed by lethal injection on November 19th. Checking eye for your ride traffic report. Problem here just east of Midtown, 20 eastbound at Boulevard. We've got stop and go due to a crash all the way back to the connector. Right now, 75 southbound, very slow from Kennesaw all the way to the North Loop. After that, a speed limit ride into the downtown area. Highway 316 moving slowly from Boggs Road over to Sugarloaf as construction continues there. One lane is blocked in each direction and delays are around 8 to 10 minutes. Currently, it is partly cloudy with a high of 56 degrees, winds east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, some passing clouds with a low of 38 degrees, winds light and variable. Demi Washington, Jackson State, News Now, 3 minutes after the hour, more news in 30 minutes.